welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. This is the fourth video I've done tonight. All I can ask is please subscribe so I can grow this channel, so I can get enough representation to get some help from YouTube, because just about everything I upload now recently has been getting whacked by YouTube, and I have to get everything sent in so I can get uncensored, so I can try to get my stories to share. Pretty soon I'm only going to be able to communicate by clicks and whistles, because every word, it seems they don't either like the words that I'm using or the topics I'm discussing. I don't know what, but it's getting kind of ridiculous. So bear with me if I have to continue to self-monitor my words. We're all familiar with the snowflake generation, which was every child is unique and special. And of course, we've all heard of helicopter parents that hover over their kids to make sure that they can help them. Well, there's two new ones that have come out, and they're finding out that young people growing up today, when they get into college, when they get ready for their jobs, they're not able to handle the stress and what most of us would find as everyday occurrences. They're just not able to handle it. They self-implode because they don't know how to manage. So we're gonna talk about it. But now the new one's called a lawnmower parent or a snowplow parent, which is either mowing down all obstacles or removing any obstacles from their way. And it is absolutely ruining young people for the future. And I think we're going to see a lot more of this. So let's get into the story and then we'll talk about it. It's kind of an interesting one. Young people aren't growing up. Shocking new poll says parents are ruining kids' life skills. Let me bump this up a size or two so it's easier for us to see. There we go. While we're clucking over the college admissions bribery scandal, those of us with children too young to worry about higher education gaze up from our smartphones and remind our tweens and teens that school work's due Friday and to pack their uniform for practice. What's wrong with that? Only that most of us still will be doing it when our kids are in college. Bribing SAT proctors, paying off college officials, and lying about kids' athletic credentials is illegal. But it's also part of a pattern of today's parents taking control so as their children succeed and avoid disappointment and failure. A new poll conducted by the New York Times and Morning Consult showed that parents don't stop handling things for their kids when they become adults. We don't stop removing obstacles to frustration or defeat, thus earning ourselves the moniker of snowplow or lawnmower parents. The poll looked at a nationally representative group of parents of young people ages 18 to 28. These are adults. These are the college educated. They're the young people in the workforce. Parents contacting their adult's child's boss. In other words, let me rephrase that because that's wrong. Parents contacting their adult's boss. If your kid's over 18, he's an adult. So you're contacting your young adult's adult boss. By the time kids are old enough to go to college and way beyond the point they should have graduated, parents, whether wealthy or not, are still doing things kids can do for themselves, such as 76% reminded their adults of deadlines they need to meet, including for schoolwork. 74% made appointments for them, including doctor's appointments. 15% of parents with children in college had texted or called them to wake them up so they didn't sleep through a class or test. One of the most egregious findings of the poll is that 11% of parents with adult children will call their child's employer if he or she had an issue at work. That's 10%. One out of 10 parents still wants to call their kid's boss to correct it. I mean, and this is up through age 28. I was married by that age. I guess it shouldn't be that surprising that in 8% of parents, they said had contacted a college professor or administrator about their child's grades or a problem they were having. Poll also found among parents of adult children that, I love that they call them adult children. I guess they really are. They're old, really old children. This is Timmy. He's my son. He's in his 4,312th trimester. 22% help them study for a college test. 16% help write part or all of an internship application. 14% told them which career to pursue. 14% helped them get jobs or internships through professional network. 12% gave more than $500 per month for rent or daily expenses. 11% helped write an essay or school assignment. Remember, this is over 18. Over 18. They're out of high school. This is all college and up. 4% wrote all or part of an essay or other school assignment. This is our future. Growing up means making mistakes. The problem with this, according to Julie Lithcott-Hames, the former dean of freshmen at Stanford University and author of How to Raise an Adult, Break Free of the Overparenting Trap and Prepare Your Kids for Success, is that parents never let their children grow up. Growing up means making your own decisions and sometimes mistakes, she told the Times. The point is to prepare the kid for the road instead of preparing the road for the kid. She said it's difficult for snowplow parents to break the habit of being a child fixer, always plowing away all the difficulties. If you're doing it in high school, you can't stop at college, she said. If you're doing it in college, you can't stop when it comes to the workplace. You have manufactured a role for yourself of always being there to handle things for your child, so it gets worse because your young adult is ill-equipped to manage the basic tasks of life. She said parents eventually have to take back the back seat and let their kids drive their own lives. You can't just arrive them at the future you want for them. They have to do the work to build the skills. The poll looked at 1,508 people ages 18 to 28 and 1,136 parents of people that age. The survey was conducted between January 29th and February 3rd. Between those numbers, you notice 1,500 young people, 1,100 parents, more than likely 400 missing dads. That would be a guess. So, what does this mean? You know, when you watch the videos I've done in some of my other, the videos that I show, show young people rioting at UC Berkeley. They show them setting fire to things at UC Berkeley. They show them protesting conservative voices or other voices that they don't want to hear at the college. Then they go to the admissions board and tell them, they don't ask them, they tell them to make sure that speaker doesn't come to this college. These are the young people protesting everything because they don't understand how it or what it means to be self-critical and directing themselves through school by themselves. This is why so many of them, when they have a problem with something that back in my day would have been just a inconvenience or a small social problem, they have to go forward and try to change it. Not because they are unwilling, they've never had to change their own lives or the way that they go about anything in their entire lives. And so when you've never had to change anything or never had to learn anything or never had to modify your own thoughts because your parents are clearing out everything for you so that you never encounter something that is opposed to the way you want things, you get a generation of spoiled adults. The problem is that it used to be that you would suffer this a little bit in middle school, but once you got to high school, you were kind of on your own, at least in my day, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s. You had to learn how to figure this out your own way. If somebody challenged you to a fight and you guys were going to get in a tussle after school, you either showed up and maybe you beat them, maybe they beat you. You didn't show up and they called you a chicken and you got made fun of. But you didn't go to the school administrators and tattle on somebody to try to resolve the problem. You didn't call your parents because there was a grade that you got in school that wasn't to your liking. As a matter of fact, if I did something stupid and my parents had to come to the school, it wasn't the teacher they were yelling at. They sided with the teacher and they, both of them, or all three of them, because both my parents were there, and the teacher, and sometimes the principal, yes, I was not a perfect student, they would all be against me. It would be me against them because I was in the wrong, and that's how you learn. I've gotten in a bit of trouble in my life, and you have to be accountable for it. Not bad, you know, bad trouble. We're all young guys. At one point or another, we've gotten into a little trouble. You have to be accountable for it. You put a ding in a car, and it's your fault. You don't try to blame somebody else, and you don't lie about it. You just kind of have to eat it. You just kind of have to get in trouble for it. So what's happening now is that these young people are coming into college. They're leaving college, and then all of a sudden they get into a workplace, and they still haven't had to modify their train of thought, and things are just have always been the way they want it. And then in college, they are now even getting some of the professors fired. They're getting some of the principals in trouble for not bowing down to their needs. There's plenty of videos out there. And then they get to the workplace. Now, in the workplace, it used to be that these young people wouldn't get hired, or they wouldn't be brought on board because they obviously weren't going to be a good team fit. However, when you get enough of these people already hired, all of a sudden, that is the team. The team is a bunch of these misfits. And then that is society. And that's what we're seeing today. We're seeing this in so many instances and it hasn't happened in many of the engineering fields necessarily, but in many of the, whether it's political, whether it's journalism, whether it's photography or videography, or psychology, human sciences, sociology, most of the female-led groups, this groupthink and everybody modifying to try to say, I don't want to change, this has to change to suit me, is what's coming into effect. The problem is each one of these individuals wants it to suit just them, and someone's going to lose. And what you end up getting is a bunch of infighting. And that's going to really bring a lot of problems about. And we're seeing this in many aspects of society today. So I thought I'd show this to you because I think it's kind of relevant to what's going on with the youth of today. Not all of them. Again, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm not talking about everybody that goes to college. But we're seeing some of these percentages here. And when you're talking about from 18 to 28, parents are reminding their adult children of deadlines. 75% of them, that's 3 out of 4. 3 out of 4 are making them doctor's appointments and other appointments. I don't know what that includes, but... And 15% of them are getting wake-up calls from mommy and daddy so they're not late to class or work. If this is where we are, we don't have a next generation of young adults. We just have a next generation of really tall, old children. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below, and thank you for those that have. I really appreciate it. And as always, please comment, like, and share. And don't forget to subscribe. I want to get that magic number of subscriptions up to 100K because then I can get somebody at YouTube as a representative so I can talk to them and figure out how I'm going to be able to speak English during my videos and not have them all suppressed. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, the next generation is really, really weak. Thank you.